Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A bright morning across Israel today. Expect sunshine and clear skies in major cities, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be out and about. Cooler temperatures expected this evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that a powerful blast was heard across northern Israel. The IDF destroyed Hezbollah's drone fortress in Lebanon, a tunnel network filled with drones and explosives. Also, Israel Hayom notes a suspicion of murder in the north. A 30-year-old man was shot dead in his car in Yafia, adding to the violence of the past few hours. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports again on the murder in Yafia. The police have launched an investigation into this and other recent killings across the country. Separately, the Jerusalem Post mentions the IDF's demolition of a Hezbollah tunnel, with U.S.-Iran talks continuing as planned. Analysts discuss the implications for Israel-Lebanon relations. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah-allied Lebanese parliament speaker says a deal with Israel will not pass. They claim the right to defend their homeland. Here's what people are saying online. Ambassador Mike Huckabee, a former U.S. ambassador, posting just minutes ago, praised country singer Buddy Jewel's new song about America. In a post from earlier today, AI Jack, an Australian Jewish organization, shared a testimony on anti-Semitism and social cohesion given to a royal commission. And Ahmed Al-Khalidi, a commentator, noted that it's day 993 since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israeli civilians. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's operation in Lebanon, Ynet reports the Israeli military targeted a strategic Hezbollah site, which contained tunnels equipped with drones and explosives. Officials claim it was constructed with Iranian support. This strike follows escalating tensions and serves as a warning to Hezbollah about its activities on Israel's border. Turning to the ongoing violence in Israel. According to Israel Hayom, the latest murder in Yafia adds to a troubling pattern of violence in the country. The police are intensifying efforts to address the surging killings, highlighting concerns over public safety. This wave of violence demands urgent attention from law enforcement and community leaders. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post provides context on the halted strikes between the U.S. and Iran, despite the tensions on the Lebanese border. The U.S. remains committed to dialogue, underscoring the complex regional dynamics at play. This diplomatic engagement is crucial as it seeks to prevent further escalation in the region. Finally, the Times of Israel highlights a statement from a Lebanese parliament speaker allied with Hezbollah. They firmly oppose any agreement with Israel, emphasizing their stance on national defense. This opposition reflects the deep-rooted tensions and challenges in achieving peace in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, the Times of Israel Tech reports that reduced U.S. refuelers at Ben-Gurion Airport are causing concerns. Aviation officials demand the removal of more U.S. military tankers to accommodate civilian flights during the busy summer travel period. Separately, CTEC reveals Amdocs is cutting jobs in Israel as part of a global restructuring plan. The software company is facing layoffs under its new CEO, impacting its Israeli workforce significantly. And finally, Walla Business uncovers the Treasury's last-minute financial maneuvers. A state auditor's report criticizes the Ministry of Finance for transferring substantial funds illegally. This practice raises questions about fiscal responsibility and transparency in government operations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.